effecting the power of God's word. Effecting the power of God's word in your life and in your situation. Effecting the power of God's word into your life, into your situations. Effecting the power of God's word. Psalm 107, verse 20. Effecting the power of God's word in your life, in your situations around you. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. He sent his word and delivered and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. It means if anyone is sick tonight, the word of God has been sent. You will effect God's word and you will receive healing. If anyone is under the bondage of the devil, you will effect God's word tonight and receive your deliverance. If anyone is at the point or at the edge of destruction, you will effect God's word tonight and you will be restored back. If you believe it, let me hear your loudest amen. If you believe it, shout, Jesus is alive. You know, in those days, we tried many things to get out of our situations. But we realized that some of those things tried for a while, but they failed. The only thing that God has put in place that can never fail is his word. Are you with me? I came to realize that if you don't know the word of God, then you'll be in trouble. This passage said they were in great trouble. They cry. In fact, they cry unto God. They cry. When God responded to their crying, what he simply do? He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. That will be someone's testimony tonight. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Something happened in the Bible when God sent his angel to meet Mary. He said, you will conceive, you will have a child, and all of this. She has not married. But the conclusion of the matter is that Mary responded, be it unto me according to thy. It means Mary quickly effect what God said. He quickly effect the power of God by her response. Excuse me. Mary simply effect God's word into our life by responding to what God said. Am I communicating? If I call you and you refuse to answer me, there's nothing I can do. If I speak to you and you never respond, that word will be void. No matter how powerful the word is, it will not take any effect because you do not cooperate. That is why I say we have to pray. Jesus said, can two walk together? I think God said, can two walk together except they be agreed? God has done More than all, he has done all. How many of you believe that? I want you to know. He has done all. But we are here to receive all which God has done. Are you with me? Me, I'm called to teach you. I'm called to preach to people, to teach people. When I finish preaching and preaching, healing will take place. Before prayer today, you will be healed if you are sick. Before we begin to pray, you will be delivered if I hold up bondage. In the name of the Lord Jesus. He sent his way and healed them and delivered them. It means, listen to me, there are conjunction in that verse. And it means when God sent his word, God has already, the word carried healing. The word carried deliverance. The word said, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Please, I beg you, whatever we know, we make you know. We share with you by the grace of God. But listen to this. They were in trouble. If you read from verse 17 to that, they were crying. The only thing they could do is to cry. And the only thing that God has to send is to send himself. So whoever now agree with him and effect what he came to do, then they will benefit what God came to do. You will be a beneficiary tonight. I say you will be a beneficiary of God's word tonight. I say someone will be a beneficiary of God's word tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus. If you are the one that the Spirit of God is talking to now, shout hallelujah. He sent his way and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. It means whatever God can do in person, his words can do it. Because you cannot separate God from his word. God's word, God and his word are one. If God has spoken in his word, be fruitful. It means there is fruitfulness in you. If God has spoken that, be multiplied. It means the capacity to multiply is in you. Now God has done his own part. Let for us to do our own part. Am I communicating? Listen. How many of you have mouth here? Kuna de baki. How many of you get back here? You have mouth now. If you have mouth, do like this. Okay. How do you know that you get mouth? How do you know that you have mouth? Okay, everyone touch your mouth. How do you know that that is mouth? Because somebody has told you that this is mouth. Am I communicating? And from that day you believe that it is mouth. And you begin to call it mouth. And you begin to express it as mouth. The same thing applicable to God's word. When God says you are delivered, it affects you. You are the one to effect it. Hi, am I communicating? Listen. I want us to get something before we pray. Because from now, whenever the devil comes to you, you will resist him. He sends his way and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Excuse me, so serious. It means before God sent his word, he has already healed them. He has already delivered them. But he wants their cooperation. What they can cooperate with. How many of you believe and you know that 2 plus 3 is equal to 4? How do you know that it's 4? They teach you. When you carry 2 pen and 2 pen, add it together, what happens? Now, if someone else goes to school now, you go to school now, somebody say, it's not 4, it's 5. You will say, no, it's 4. Say, how do you know that it's 4? He said, I am 40 years old. And since the age of 2, have been taught that 2 plus 2 is equal to 4. And I have known it for the past 38 years. I have even written an exam and I have passed. They have marked it right. So I cannot change. Do you know why you cannot change? Because you have known it for years. But a child of 3 years that just started school, 2 plus 2 is equal to 4. Another teacher can say 2 plus 2 is 5. Do you think that that child will not? He will go to 5. And another teacher comes tomorrow and say it is 6. What happened? When you are baby in Christ, you follow anyhow. As I say here by the grace, no matter the attack that Satan launched at me about sickness and disease, I know that I am healed. All I will keep saying, with his stripes, I am healed. With his stripes, no matter how intense the sickness looks like, I will keep declaring what God has spoken. Because I have known him for years. I won't speak for anything else. Am I communicating now? It sounds, my head is about to break. No. Even though if the head is about to break, the word of God says, with his stripes, I may decide to declare 100 times. And before I will finish, the only thing that can resist the devil is God. And the God that has come to us is his word. And when you know how to insert his word into your situation, then your situation will change to God's plan. I see God tonight. I see you agree with God to change your situation to his plan. In the name of the Lord Jesus. He sends his way. Because I know some of us, maybe you come tonight, you are trying. Lord, when are you going to do it? I want to assure you, God has already done it. But you are the one to agree with God, what God has already done. Am I communicating? No. He sends his way and heals them and delivers them from their destruction. He sends his way. What did God say when we are crying? What did he send to deliver us? Oh my goodness. Listen. Let me tell you this. Okay. How do you become born again? Yeah? The world say Jesus came to save you. How do you receive the salvation? You effect it by what? You effect it by hearing and by what? For you, the proof that you agree with God, what God said is that you say it. Whatever God said that you have not said, or you cannot say continually or at your will, you don't agree. I don't know whether. The way to effect the power of God's word into your situation is by speaking what God has spoken. Because confession brings possession. Confession brings possession. Confession brings possession. If you want to possess what God has given to you, he asks you how to do what? You confess what he has spoken. Hear again. God says something. If you believe what God said, the proof that you believe what God said is that you say it continuously. And until you say what God said, it cannot take effect in your life. Most of all, the devil doing us today is the devil of ignorance to what God has spoken. How many of you have seen devil before? You don't see Satan himself. Satan, you don't see him before. Let me see your answer. Because I will ask you, what kind of structure did he have? Okay, how many of you have seen God before? No question, no answer. How do you know that God exists? Because the word of God said he exists. How do you know that Satan exists? The word of God said, Abi? Listen. Okay, how do you know that you are sick? Okay. Maybe if I see somebody is sick, he may know by feeling it. But how do you know the particular sickness that is disturbing you? Because somebody diagnosed you and tell you this is it. And by the time you will relate it with your colleague, you will say, they say, I have.
Excuse me.
You will just say, ah, the doctor say, or someone else say, I have this. He said, I have. And you believe that you have, and you started broadcasting it that you have. And the moment you broadcast that you have, already you have. Even though if it's not there, something will bring it. Oh, I want us to follow this matter systematically. Okay, now, let me ask you a question. Let me go gradually tonight. Because this fire encounter must become a living reality in your life. Let me ask you a question again. Okay. How do you know that there is something called malaria? Malaria fever. How do you know it? Is it that you read it somewhere, somebody penned it down? Are you with me? Good. Now, secondly, how do you know the name hepatitis? Because about 30 years ago, I've not had anything like that. Some years ago. But somebody said it. And they will tell you this is the sign. And as soon as maybe, okay, this 4 years ago, I sense that sign. It means this is it. Now, if you could believe the word of men to that point, can't you believe what God said? This is my challenge. You have to believe what God said. I came to realize that all the people that Jesus performed miracles in their life, he touched them. He didn't just begin to lay hands. He do something first. But today, instead of first sitting people down and teaching what God said first, we started using the power he has given us. Let me tell you, when you lay hands on someone that didn't know the word of God, he will be healed. Maybe 3 or 4 days, he will come back. And when that problem comes back, how will he escape it? I don't know, honestly, but you are getting out of that trouble. I say someone is getting out of that trouble. Hear this tonight. When these people were in trouble, what did God say? He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Say the word of God I'm hearing now. He's healing me now and is delivering me from every destruction in the name of the Lord Jesus. No sickness in my body will survive in the presence of God's word. Even right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hear this. It's serious. Do you notice that? Let me show you another scripture. Before we now go into something to them. Isaiah chapter 54. Verse 14, verse 15, and verse 17. In righteousness shall thou be established, thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Is that what for you? Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Then verse 17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me. It's of me. Fear the Lord. Now listen. Don't know, as powerful as that word is, I can only infer that word by speaking into my life. God has already spoken. and it is settled. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The word of God is the will of God. This word you just listen to now has been settled in heaven. For it to be settled in your life and in your situation, you need to cooperate with God by declaring the same thing he has said. This is how it works. Do you understand my point? This is how it works. In the ministry of Jesus, when he was doing his ministry on the earth, you see Jesus will get to a place and say, "Verily, I say, I am the light of the world. God is my Father. I am from above." Why is he saying all this? Because that is the principle of the kingdom. The principle of God's kingdom, one of the principles is that you speak what God has spoken. But today, we believe we rather speak what men have spoken than to speak what God has spoken. Okay, now, let me come home now. Very simple matter. A student that went to school and the teacher teach them very well. And the student agree with what God has said. And the day of exam, they set exam. And the child knows the question they ask. He knows the answer. But he refused to write something down. And he submit the empty paper. Is it going to pass? And at the end of the day, we'll say, you didn't write anything. I know the thing, but I refuse to write it. Okay, because you know it, you refuse to write it, then you can't score any mark. The same way many God children today, they know what God says, but they refuse to put them to work. Rewrite your story. Amen. You rewrite your story not with pen, but with your mouth. God is the creator. His word is created. God is the preserver. His word is presented. Is preservative. God is a deliverer. His word delivers. God is the healer. His word heals. Do you understand my point? If you see, when Jesus began to recommend those who receive healing from him, he said, "Thy faith has made you whole." Jesus did not say, "My power." He said, no, Jesus did not say, "My faith." He said, "Your faith." It means you say something to receive. As you are declaring what God says, you are receiving what God says. You are pulling God's power from God into your life. And when the power of God rested in you, let me see the devil that will stand against you. Do you understand? You are not with me. The word of God is creative. The word of God is preventive. The word of God is curative. You know, when our brother was praying, say we should pray that whatever we have said against ourselves, against our life, that is working against us, that we cancel it, we thought it's a joke. Satan cannot walk into your life without your cooperation. The same thing, Jesus cannot walk into your life without your cooperation. That is the law. If you have your Bible, in those days they told us some things. They say when you put your Bible under your pillow and lying on it, no devil will touch you. Many did it. They say, but I put the Bible under my pillow. Did God tell you to put your Bible under your pillow? That is the idea of men. Some will tell you, just put the video of a man of God on your television where the man of God is preaching and nothing will touch you. I pity you. I do what? I pity you. The man of God preaching is in television. No? It's not in your room. Sure you know. Am I communicating? That may safeguard you for a while. But the day they will bounce on you. You say, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. He asked them, say, who are you? Because you don't know what those people know. No, there's an idea now. They say, just put the poster. put the picture of a man of God. I love them, they are highly anointed, men of God are anointed. But putting the image of a man of God in your room, it won't safeguard you. That's not God's law. Oh my God. If thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your heart. He did not say if you shall put the picture of a man of God. I didn't see that in the Bible. Say thou shalt be saved. When will you be saved? When you say what God said. When will you be delivered? Please, I'm not against any man of God. Please, I'm not against any. But I am against us practicing what is not of God. Am I communicating? A certain family invited us somewhere. We got there. We met some things now. They said they told us it's also plain. A certain place, we should do this, we should do that. I said, for how long I could be on this television? Anytime there is light, the thing is on. I said, for how long has this thing been disturbing you? He mentioned. I said, has this thing solved it? I say, a man of God has no capacity to solve your problem without your cooperation. Am I communicating, please? That's why you have to listen. Jesus preached, he teach, then he healed. Please hear this. Hear this. Give other Romans. Romans chapter 10. If you understand this principle, you will do well. And let me tell you, if any power is coming to attack you, from now, by what you know, they will know that you have known. You know, after the meeting on Sunday, on Monday, a sister called me, we're here. He said, sir, I'm in the hospital now. I said, what happened? Were you not in the meeting yesterday? He said, yes. He said, sir, I'm in the meeting. I said, what happened? He said, I just fell, stole my thing. And now we are in the hospital. And they say they are going to operate me. I say, when do you went to the hospital? He said, in the morning. But he called up. I say, around 3 here. I say, okay, no problem. Are you lying down now? Let me know. He said, no, I'm sitting down. I said, okay. Because if he's lying down, I say, you should stand up. I said, pick your phone. We pray on phone. And I say, now, be walking around in that hospital. Be declaring with his stripes, I am he. With his stripes, I am he. With his stripes, I am he. Satan, my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, not the temple of sickness and disease. Therefore, in the name of the Lord Jesus, you this stomach pain, I send you back to hell where you come from. We go back home. Around 7, I called. Where are you? He said, sir, we are back home. Do you know one thing that happened? He said, when we want to leave the hospital, the people in charge were offended. They said, if we eventually leave this place, don't come back. He said, and she now said, I will never come here again. Do you know what? They said, don't go. We are not, we don't agree with what you are saying yet. But she forcefully left. She came a little bit late. Maybe she will give her testimony. Now, what am I saying? The word of God heals. The word of God delivers. The word of God sets free. They say, if we sign out here, if this problem continues, don't come here again. No. He said, I will never come here again. I would rather go to God and receive than to come here and be battered. Someone called again. A certain person. He says, I'm tired of life. I said, Life is a gift from God. Don't be tired of it. What's the problem? He said, this thing. I said, excuse me. We should report do we agree. The report we agree is what takes effect in your life. The report of whom you agree is the effect you will experience. Hear this. I'm telling you the truth. Any report you agree with, then it becomes effective in your life. Now, let's go to this. The word of faith we preach from verse 8, please. Romans chapter 10. Because you will rewrite your story now. I say you will begin with all audacity to rewrite your story, to reconstruct your future in the name of the Lord Jesus. But what steered it? The word is near thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. God. He said the word is near you. Where? In your mouth and in your... He didn't say the word of faith we preach is near you in the Bible. He said in your... And in your... Now. That if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Confession is made unto healing. Confession is made unto deliverance. Confession is made unto freedom. Verse 11. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. What does it mean to believe on him? To speak what he said concerning you. Then shame will disappear. Then honor will come. How many of you believe the word of God? Did the word of God have the power of God to heal? Yes. Did the word of God have the power of God to deliver? Did the word of God have the power of God to set free? Are you ready to effect God's word into your life and into your situation tonight? Stand to your feet. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 and verse 6. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For God has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Who said? God. Now, that word is settled in heaven. But for that word that God said, it will never leave you nor forsake you, to take effect in your life. For the word of God that said with his stripes you are healed, to take effect in your life. For the word of God that said you are delivered, to take effect in your life. For the word of God that said you are set free, to take effect in your life. He needs your cooperation. What is that cooperation? In verse 6. Verse 5 says, for he has said that we may boldly say. That is the key. Whatever God said is already settled in heaven. But for that word is said to be settled in your life and to be settled in your situation, you must determine to boldly say. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Excuse me. Now, the paralysis that many people experience today, who agree with that paralysis? You can get out of that situation right now by speaking what God has spoken concerning your situation. How many of you are ready? Hallelujah. I pray from now till Sunday, people will see you and ask you, what has happened to you? And your response will say, it is the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous. Many will say, but I'll be speaking. I have not seen results. Keep speaking. Are you with me? Excuse me. Maybe the word of God for tonight is for one person. But I think it's for me. If you don't know what to say tonight, just say anything that God has spoken concerning this man, let it come to pass. I think you help me. Eh? What is our response? That we may boldly. What should be our response? What should be our determination? That we must boldly say. May I tell you the truth? When Satan came to Jesus to tempt him, what did Jesus use to defeat him? The word of God. It is, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out. He came again. See, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God. Him alone shall thou serve. When Satan knew that, the three temptations, he released the word. What happened to him? Right now, as we begin to make a bold confession, Satan will leave you alone. In the name of Jesus, sickness will jump out of your life. Weakness will jump out of your life. Diseases will jump out of your life. In the name of Jesus. For he has said that we may boldly say. Who will boldly say? Who has said? Who will boldly say? Who has said? That is why when you say in the name of Jesus, it is written. This is what is written concerning me. And I'm declaring it. I'm effecting it now. And I receive it now. That is the key. Oh my God. Are you with me? Are you blessed already? Say in the name of Jesus. The Lord has redeemed me. I am the redeemed of the Lord. He has redeemed me from the hands of the devil. In the name of Jesus, he has delivered me. God has delivered me from the hands of the devil. In the name of the Lord Jesus, with the stripes of Jesus, I am he. I am he. I am he. I am he. In the name of Jesus, he has delivered me from the power of darkness. He has translated me into the kingdom of his dear son. I have redemption through the blood of Jesus. I have the forgiveness of sins. I have the forgiveness of sins. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. He forgiveth all my iniquities. He healeth all my diseases. He redeemed my life from destruction. He has redeemed my life from destruction. Right now, because he has said, I am declaring it boldly. The Lord is my helper. The Lord is my helper. The Lord is my helper. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the friend of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I have the power of God, Christ in me, the hope of glory, the power of God in me, the hope of glory, the wisdom of God in me, the hope of glory. I'm standing fast in the liberty which we God has liberated my life. I will not entangle my life again into any yoke of bondage. I am set free. I am delivered. I am set free. I am delivered. With the stripes of Jesus, I am he. I am he. I am he. I am he. Hear this. Whatever has been taken away from your life, you can collect them back. Right now. Because some of you will come here tomorrow for your testimony. Whatever has been stolen from your life, you are going to command a sevenfold restoration. Because it is written. It says, if the thief shall be caught, it will restore back in sevenfold. How many of you are getting what I'm saying tonight? Whatever God has spoken concerning you, it is your duty to declare it. As you are declaring those things, you are effecting those things. You will soon see it. Oh my God. I say you will soon see the manifestation. From tonight, you will experience the manifestation of God's power. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Lift up your hands to the Lord. Say in the name of Jesus. Whatever God has not written concerning my life, that is finding expression in my life, I reject them now. Right now. Right now. In the name of Jesus, I reject you now. Lift up your voice and reject those things. Sickness and disease, I reject you. Barrenness, I reject you. Failure, I reject you. Christ's name, we are praying.
Amen.
When you reject something from your life,
yes,
then you invite something to your life.
Oh, yes, sir.
Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
When you reject sickness from your life, invite healing into your life.
Oh, yes, sir.
When you reject weakness from your life, you invite strength into your life.
Amen.
Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
You are going to speak now.
Hallelujah.
With the stripe of Jesus.
With the stripe of Jesus.
I am healed.
I am healed.
With the stripe of Jesus.
With the stripe of Jesus.
I am healed.
I am healed.
I am healed.
I am healed.
The Lord is my healer.
The Lord is my healer.
The Lord is the strength of my life.
The Lord is the strength of my life.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I am healed.
I am healed.
I am delivered.
I am delivered.
I am set free.
I am set free.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I am healed.
I am healed.
I am delivered.
I am delivered.
I am set free.
I am set free.
In the name of Jesus.
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 No weapon.
No weapon.
That is come against
you. That is come against you.
Shall prosper.
Shall prosper.
From today.
From today.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every tongue.
Every tongue.
That shall rise up against
you. That shall rise up against
you. In judgment.
In judgment.
I condemn you.
I condemn you now.
In the name
of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Whatever anybody has spoken against you is condemned.
Yes. Amen.
You are rejecting them.
Amen.
You are canceling them.
Amen.
Lift up your voice.
Shut up.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
As you have spoken God's word, the word of God will take effect in your life.
Amen. Amen.
The word of God healing will take effect in your life.
Amen.
The word of God for deliverance will take effect in your life.
Amen.
The word of God for freedom will take effect in your life.
Amen.
The word of God for supply will take effect in your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
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 Amen.
Hear this. The dream that Satan brought into your life,
yes,
that has brought you to the level of reject. Now, that dream is cancelled forever in your
life. Amen.
the power of the devil tormenting your life in the night, when you sleep, when you have no strength, when you are unconscious, right now, in the name of Jesus, I put a hand to that operation.
Amen.
You are set free.
Amen.
You are set free.
Amen.
You are set free.
Amen.
You are delivered.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever has been stolen away from your life.
Yes.
The divine thing that Satan has stolen from your life, I decree a sevenfold restoration.
Amen.
A sevenfold restoration.
Amen.
A sevenfold restoration.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That your pregnancy that the devil stole away in the night, right now, receive your fruitfulness.
Amen.
Receive your fruitfulness in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you. Wave your hands to that. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For setting me free.
Thank you, for setting me free.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
For delivering me.
For delivering me.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
For healing me.
For healing me.
Of all my diseases.
Of all my diseases.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
For delivering me.
For delivering me.
For redeeming my life.
For redeeming my life.
From the hands of the devil.
From the hands of the devil.
From today, Satan will not have dominion over you.
Amen.
From now, Satan will not have dominion over you.
Amen.
From now, Satan will not have dominion over you.
Amen.
From now, sickness and disease will not have dominion over you.
Amen.
From now, failures will not have dominion over you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Shout, Jesus is alive.
Jesus is alive.
The power of God is working in me.
The power of God is working in me.
The Spirit of God is working in me.
The Spirit of God is working in me.
No more failure for me.
No more failure for me.
No more sickness for me.
No more sickness for me.
No more disease for me.
No more disease.
No more barrenness for me.
No more barrenness.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
No more sorrow for me.
No more sorrow for me.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Please continue this.
Hallelujah.
Keep declaring God's word.
Hallelujah.
As you open your Bible, whatever I have spoken concerning you, declare it.
Amen.
As you keep declaring it, you keep saying it.
Amen. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecream.org.ng
or call the following number for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.